Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Brisk polling continues for second phase of Lok Sabha elections in 88 parliamentary constituencies amid tight security. Filing of nomination for fifth phase of general elections begins. Top leaders of various political parties hold back-to-back rallies and roadshows in favour of their candidates. Supreme Court rejects pleas seeking 100% EVM VVPAT verification. India and South Korea hold consultations on disarmament and non-proliferation in Seoul. And in IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Punjab Kings at Eden Gardens in Kolkata this evening. Brisk polling has been reported in the second phase of Lok Sabha elections today. 88 parliamentary constituencies spread over 12 states and the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir are being covered in this phase. These include all 20 seats in Kerala, 14 in Karnataka, 13 in Rajasthan, 8 each in Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 6 in Madhya Pradesh, 5 each in Assam and Bihar, 3 seats each in West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 seat each in Manipur, Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir. Voting started in most of the constituencies at 7 this morning and will conclude at 6 in the evening. However, timings vary in northeastern states and left-wing extremism affected areas. Some of the prominent candidates whose political fate have been sealed in the EVMs today include Union Minister Rajiv Chandrasekhar, Tejasvi Surya, Hema Malini, Arun Govil and Om Birla from BJP. Rahul Gandhi, Shashi Tharoor, D.K. Suresh from Congress and former Karnataka Chief Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy of JDS. A total of 1,202 candidates along with four candidates from the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency are in the fray in this phase. Over 16 lakh polling officials have been deployed across 1.67 lakh polling stations. Nearly 16 crore voters are eligible to exercise the franchise in the second phase. Here is the voter turnout till 1 p.m. In Kerala, over 39%, Karnataka more than 38%, Rajasthan over 40%, Uttar Pradesh over 36%, Maharashtra nearly 32%, Madhya Pradesh nearly 39%, Assam over 46%, Bihar over 34%, West Bengal over 47%, Chhattisgarh over 53%, Manipur and Tripura over 54%, and Jammu and Kashmir nearly 43%. Now we speak to our correspondents for the latest updates on the voting from various parts of the country. First, we go over to our correspondent in Kerala, where polling has been held in a single phase in all 20 Lok Sabha seats. Our correspondent Mayusha joins us from Thiruvananthapuram constituency. Mayusha, if you can hear me, how is the polling progressing there?
Yes, Abhishek. Polling is progressing in full swing in Kerala. Voters are turning out in large number despite the soaring temperature in the state. Large queues of voters are there in almost all the polling booths across the state. Nearly 40% voting has been over till now. Voting has been peaceful so far in the state, except few technical issues of voting machines, which was rectified later. Meanwhile, in all 20 constituencies, there is a very tight triangular contest between the major fronts of BJP-led NDA, Congress-led UDF and CPM-led LDF. A high polling has been reported in the Tiruvananthapuram constituency, which is having a national attention, as senior Congress leader Shashi Tharoor is contesting with NDA's Rajiv Chandrasekhar and LDF's Panyan Ravindran. Wayanad constituency had also reported high polling, where Congress leader Rahul Gandhi is contesting with NDA's K. Surendran and LDF's Ani Raja. As there is a tight battle in all the constituencies in Kerala, every vote is going to be really decisive in the state.
Right. Thank you for that update, Mayusha. And moving on to our the neighbouring state, Karnataka, where our correspondent Sudhindra joins us from Bangalore Rural constituency. Sudhindra, who are the prominent candidates in this phase and also what are the key issues?
Well, prominent candidates we have from Hassan, the grandson of Devegowda Prajwal Revanna, and Devegowda's son, H.T. Kumaraswamy from Mandya. From Mysore, it is Yaduveer Krishna Dattavadi, Krishna Dattavadi, all from Yaduveer is from BJP, and Kumaraswamy and Prajwal Revana from JDS. Bangalore Rural was the only constituency from where Congress had won. The Congress strongman, D.K. Shukumar's brother, D.K. Suresh, had won from here with over 2 lakhs of votes. So he is being challenged by Dr. C.N. Manjunath, who is son-in-law of Devegowda, but contesting from BJP. And Tejasvi Surya from BJP is another prominent candidate from contesting from Bangalore South in this election. And regarding the issues, this central taxes share to the state, that issue has been raised by the Congress, and then NDRF funds to be released for the drought in the state, and price rise and unemployment are the issues that raised by Congress. And from BJP, it is good governance and vision of Viksit Bharat of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and law and order issue arising out of that Rameshwaram cafe bomb blast. These are the main issues, and appeasement politics against the Congress government in the state, right, being raised by the BJP.
Right. Yes. Thank you, Sudhindra, for that update. From south, we go towards the west to Maharashtra, and our Nagpur correspondent, Dhananjay Wankhede, joins us from Amravati. Dhananjay, if you can hear me, the Amravati constituency is facing a triangular contest this time. Tell us more about it.
Yes, Abhishek, the polling is underway at over 1,900 polling stations in Amravati today. On approximately 31.40% of voting is done in Amravati till 1 p.m. A total of 37 candidates are in the fray, and this time the sitting MP from Amravati, Navneet Rana, is contesting on BJP's ticket, while her opponent is the Congress candidate, Balwant Wankhede, who is also an MLA from Daryapur constituency. The main contest is between these two candidates of the BJP and Congress, but one of the ally of the Mahayuti government in Maharashtra, Prahar Janshakti's party chief Bachchu Kadu, has also fielded his candidate Dinesh Boob, which make this constituency contest a triangular battle. And besides this, grandson of Babasaheb Ambedkar, Anand Raj Ambedkar, is also contesting. And his candidature is backed by the Vanchit Bahujan Agadi, led by Advocate Prakash Ambedkar. And since this constituency is reserved for the scheduled caste, it will be interesting to see what kind of mandate the people of Amravati gives today. Abhishek.
Right. Thank you, Dhananjay, for that update. And moving on to West Bengal, which is going to polls in 7 phases. In this phase, polling has been held in 3 constituencies of North Bengal, including the strategically important Darjeeling. The other 2 constituencies are Balurghat and Raiganj, and our correspondent Kalyan Laha now joins us. Kalyan, what security arrangements have been made to ensure peaceful polling?
Commission has made elaborate arrangement for security in all the 3 parliamentary constituencies today. Total 270 companies of CAPF are there in Darjeeling, Raiganj and Balurghat Lok Sabha, along with more than 12,000 state forces also deployed. And there are 270 quick response teams in all the 3 parliamentary constituencies that are being voted today. And all the booths are being guarded by the central and state forces. And 100%, there is 100% webcasting all the booths in all these 3 constituencies.
Right. Thank you, Kalyan, for that update. Well, moving on, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asked people to cast their votes in record numbers in the second phase of the Lok Sabha elections today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister urged young and women voters to turn up at the polling booths in great numbers. He said a high voter turnout strengthens the country's democracy. The filing of nominations has begun for the 5th phase of Lok Sabha elections with issuance of notification today. 49 Lok Sabha seats in 6 states and 2 union territories will be covered in this phase. 14 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 13 seats of Maharashtra, 7 seats of West Bengal, 5 seats each of Odisha and Bihar, 3 seats of Jharkhand and 1 seat each in Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh will go to polls in this 5th phase. Scrutiny of nomination papers for the 4th phase of Lok Sabha elections will take place today. The filing of nominations for this phase ended last evening. A total of 96 Lok Sabha seats spread over 9 states and a union territory will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of next month. The last day for the withdrawal of candidature for this phase is Monday. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7,
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Midday News. Campaigning for the remaining phases of general elections has gained momentum, with senior leaders of major political parties crisscrossing the country to garner votes in support of the candidates. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today addressed a public rally at Malda in West Bengal. He said appeasement is a common thing between TMC and Congress, for which they can do anything and everything. He alleged that these parties want to revoke each and every decision taken by the NDA government for the safety of the country.
Ek samay tha jab Bengal pure desh ke vikas ka netritva karta tha. Samajik sudhar ho, vaigyanik pragati ho, philosophy ki pragati ho, adhyatma mein pragati ho. Pehle left walon ne aur phir TMC walon ne Bengal ki is mahanta ko chot pahunchayi.
Addressing a public meeting in Araria parliamentary constituency in Bihar, Prime Minister Modi said this election is to make India strategically and economically developed. He alleged that RJD and Congress alliance in Bihar neither cares about the constitution of India nor about democracy. Trinamool Congress President and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee will participate in two public meetings at Ghatal and Jhargram parliamentary constituencies today. On the other hand, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav will address a rally in Eta district. BSP leader Akash Anand will be addressing the gatherings in Ambedkar Nagar and Koshambi Lok Sabha constituencies. On the other hand, Congress leaders Jitu Patwari, Vivek Tangkha and Arun Yadav will campaign in Burhanpur today. The Supreme Court of India today rejected the pleas seeking 100% cross-verification of electronic voting machines, EVMs, data with voter verifiable paper audit trail, VVPAT records. The verdict was delivered by a bench of Justices Sanjeev Khanna and Dipankar Datta. Though the cases were reserved for orders on April 18th, they were listed again on April 24th as the bench wanted some technical clarifications from the Election Commission. The Congress has announced the first list of 8 candidates for Lok Sabha polls in Haryana. The party is contesting on 9 out of 10 Lok Sabha seats in the state. The Aam Aadmi Party, a constituent of the opposition INDIA bloc, will contest from Kurukshetra seat. The Congress has fielded Kumari Shailja from Hisar reserved constituency. Dipendra Singh Hooda will contest from the Rohtak. The Congress is yet to announce its candidates for the Gurugram constituency. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Punjab Kings at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata at 7:30 p.m. Last night, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 35 runs at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad last night. Chasing the target of 207 runs, Sunrisers Hyderabad managed to score only 171 for 8 in the stipulated 20 overs. The compound mixed team of Jyoti Surekha Venam and Abhishek Verma assured India for 4th medal in the ongoing Archery World Cup, advancing into the final in Shanghai, China today. The world number 2 Indians dropped just 5 points to prevail over the Mexican opponents Andrea Becerra and Lot Maximo Mendes Ortiz 155-151 in the semi-final. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Brisk polling continues for second phase of Lok Sabha elections in 88 parliamentary constituencies amid tight security. Filing of nominations for the 5th phase of general elections begins. Top leaders of various political parties hold back-to-back rallies and roadshows in favour of the candidates. Supreme Court rejects pleas seeking 100% EVM VVPAT verification. India and South Korea hold consultations on disarmament and non-proliferation in Seoul. And in IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Punjab Kings at Eden Gardens in Kolkata this evening. And with that, we end the Midday News.